cigarette side of it, Dan.
Uh-huh. What about the big brown things that people sometimes smoke?
Big brown things.
Uh-huh.
But you...
There's cigarettes and what else?
Cigarettes and smoke it in the pipe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the... What do men sometimes smoke?
Cigar.
Okay. And someone asked you if you were able to do something. You say, sure, I...
Yeah.
I what?
I'm able to help you do it, whatever it is.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but
I'd like to, but I ain't able to.
Or I just, they'd say, can you do that? You say, no,
I can't do it, no.
And you just refuse to do something. You tell someone, they ask you, will you do that? You say, no,
I don't feel like it.
Okay. Or they say, will you? And you say, no, I...
I won't do that.
And you tell a child, now you're not doing what you...
Supposed to do.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you...
Told to do.
Okay. Or say if a child... Huh?
Excuse me, just a minute, I need to feed on. I'll just say
sure.
Business.
Sure. Sam, if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something that he...
Wasn't supposed to do.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, I bet he did something he...
Ought not have done.
Okay. And say if you were doing something that was hard work, you're doing it all by yourself, and all the time you were working, your friend was just standing around watching you, you'd say... Well, instead of just standing there, you know, you might...
I missed you, man. I haven't been up yet.
You ought to help me.
But I'll be up in a little bit.
Say if someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure I could do it, but I...
If I'm able.
Okay, I might...
I might be able to do it.
Did you ever say I might could do it?
I might could do it, yeah.
About 3 o'clock. And I called about...
Kind of bird that can see in the dark.
4 or 5 minutes ago, I reckon.
Night owl. Night owl.
Okay. What other kinds of owls are there?
So,
only kind of owl I know,
night owl.
What about the small one that makes a real scary noise?
The home
little one? I guess they can see it too.
Well, there's one kind that, even when it's grown, it's small, and it makes a real scary noise.
So, I'm glad it was a little bit late this morning, so, but I'll be on over a little bit.
I don't know, honey, that's right.
Did you ever hear a shivering owl, squinch owl?
It'll be opened up, but I'll go ahead and
finish
up like all
Scrooge owl, yeah, scrooge owl.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you had a lamp, yeah.
What's a scrooge owl like?
Just a little old animal. Sort of like a bird, a scrooge owl is.
Uh-huh. And a kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
A what?
Kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Oh, woodpecker.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of woodpeckers?
I don't know, honey. I know just woodpeckers.
What do you call the big ones about this size? Or have you ever seen one of them? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call a woodpecker a peckerwood?
Yeah. I've heard that, yeah.
You've heard people say?
What?
How would they say that?
Peckerwood.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that word used about people? Call somebody a peckerwood?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I mean, they're nuts.
And kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell. About this size, maybe. It's black and white, and if you scare it, it'll put off the scent. That
oh, that's a it's Royce Marchand.